Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
In other news, the Prime Minister of Sweden visited Washington today, and my tiny little nipples went to France.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
You might have noticed I've got a slight weight problem.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, I went to this doctor. Well, he told me I swallowed a lot of aggression along with a lot of pizzas. Pizzas.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I want to party with you, cowboy. If the two of us together... Get it.
The Fan.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Thursday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. We're getting bad sports puns texted in now. You want me to read them, Swigard? You want me to read them? I think there are about 1 to 2 million baseball fields in the world, but that's just a ballpark number. Got another one?
You want to produce the rest of the show?
Keep your bad sports puns coming, 55305.
I love a good bad pun.
Yeah, I do too, man. It's fun. Hey, Josh Norman jumped over a bowl.
Yeah, I'm imagining Washington wasn't happy about seeing the video, but at least he didn't get stabbed or hit by the bowl.
How big of a news story is that? If that happened, like, so he went to, what is it, Pamplona? Is that what it is? Yeah, with the running of the bulls.
Spain.
He's over in Spain. And he did the running of the bulls today. He was there, and he ended up in the ring. It was like this headline. You're thinking to yourself, like, wait, what? Josh Norman of the Redskins did this? And there's video of it. You can go find it where he is in the middle of the ring. And he's like a bull's just kind of roaming around and eventually starts running in his general direction. And he jumps over the bull.
Clears it.
Like, it's a damn impressive thing. Like, I've seen videos of people trying to do that with cars. Like the Kobe Bryant commercial.
Did you see the recent one?
Yeah, the guy who got hit and his shoes went flying to the outer space. Didn't work out well for him.
He jumped way too late. The Lambo clips his feet. He does front flips. And his shoes, as soon as he gets hit, just... fly out of the camera. You don't see them again.
You just go.
Pretty sure both his legs got broke.
I would imagine.
Or at
that
least
point.
His feet are broken.
I would imagine at that point. So I've seen those kind of videos. But to do this, have the cojones to do this with the bowl coming at you.
What would you rather attempt?
No, thank you. Over a bowl or a car?
Yeah.
With my 5'7" ass, neither.
Okay.
I can't get over a cardboard box. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, okay. If you had to take one on, though.
Like
running from a bowl.
You have to give me the actual ability to do it, though.
Okay.
Like, in my current state, yeah. It's like, what painfulness is going to be worse?
Right.
Me getting hit by a car
right.
Or gored by a bowl?
I'm going, this is going to sound crazy. I think I'm trying car over bowl.
See, the reason why I
don't want to be, what did you right. say, gored?
Gored,
I don't want to
yeah.
be gored by an animal.
You don't want to get a gore in your chest?
You're just like a shish kebab on his horn.
Could throw you on the grill. I think I would go bowl, though, because I feel like it's not as difficult of a jump. Because the car, you got to clear the whole car. And
yeah.
I get that the car's
going
fast.
You have to time it perfectly.
Like, you need to remain airborne
and
for
you're
a decent
tucking
amount
your
of time.
You're tucking your legs up to your chin.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're going up into a little ball, and you're just like, go. And you're hoping to God you at least land.
And you're just hoping you don't come down on the hood, or not the hood, but the top of the car or the trunk or something. At least with a bull, when they're running at you, that seems like just kind of one. You just got to get up, and then the bull's got to run underneath you. And
you
come down.
You've talked me out of my answer,
right?
Because I'm imagining a Lamborghini coming at me right now, and I'm terrified imagining it.
Yeah,
I've tackled a bull.
Yeah, we did. We went bull roping.
We milked a bull.
We did. That happened.
I grabbed that son of a bitch by the head and I said, let's go.
Technically a cow, I believe, but yeah.
Well, it was.
Did you do steer wrestling, calf roping? Or did you milk the cow?
It was a combination. We did it at the St. Paul Rodeo.
We milked it, we wrestled it, and somebody else roped it. But our roper was garbage. Hot garbage.
Yeah, we would have won. So it was a whole like media comp. We did this probably, what, 4 years ago? Yeah.
So you milked the cow.
So no, Dirt so the roper. Yeah. So here's how it went. There was a professional cowboy on a horse that had to rope it for you. Yeah. So they were running around the ring. You had to follow your guy. He just was going to rope whatever one he could rope.
The St. Paul Rodeo.
And our roper couldn't rope. Like, it was like 10 minutes of us sprinting around the arena trying.
And what were we told?
We had the best roper.
You guys got the best roper.
I'm like exhausted. I think I'm going to get ran over by a cow out there. Like, this is bad. And it was a complete liability. This was a bad idea.
Which is why we didn't get to do it a second year. It was 97 degrees. We left from the Fangolf Classic straight to the St. Paul Rodeo. I was wearing a flannel, long pants, and boots, and you were wearing something similar, and we didn't know we were going to have to run around the friggin' stadium.
Yeah, I figured you'd just pull on a couple of udders, and then boom, 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 there's your competition, but that was not the case.
I gave that little SOB a headlock. Dirt went right down up there and just milked the hell out of it.
Yeah, you didn't milk the bowl. It was a cow milking competition. Mm.
Yeah, I guess milking the bowl would be different.
You're pulling on something else.
Yeah.
You don't want to be pulling on that.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a...
Could feel the same, though.
What do you want from us, Swigard? All right? What do you want from me here? But we did. We did really well with that. So there you go. Okay.
When I tell the story, it's Dirt milked the bowl.
I did. I went, yeah.
I just want you to know when I tell people that story, it's that you milked a bowl.
Yeah, that's like when my parents said that my partner was coming with us to Nebraska and four of my family members thought I was gay. Okay, let's get to this. So there's a viral video. We enjoy playing these occasionally. Sometimes, you know, it's a chuckle and everybody sees it. This one, we didn't feel like we could pass up on. It just was too good. And there's even more to the story today. This comes to you from New York.
Of course it does. This is New York.
And I want you to listen to this and just think to yourself, when was the last time you were this mad? Like, is there any memory? Like, just recently, I'm a pretty happy person in general, so it's hard for me to come up with one. This is at a bagel shop, okay? He's at the counter. He's just trying to get a morning bagel. He's in New York trying to get a bagel. Not having a good day.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, too.
You shut the up.
Go ahead and attack me, big.
Oh my god. I just wanted bagels. I recorded the whole thing.
He got tackled by a much larger human.
Yeah, one of those guys finally called his bluff.
I just wanted a bagel.
Yeah, I think that might be a playable drop.
I didn't hear that the first three times I played it.
We might need to use that as a drop. Also, you're not my God. You're not my...
You're not God. You're not my father.
And you're not my boss. Yeah. That might need to be a drop,
That's
too.
That's got to be a drop.
There's some drops out of there. So this guy clearly really angry about only being 5 feet tall. He's 5 feet tall.
Yep.
He says that women make fun of him on dating sites.
He's a little doughy.
He's kind of a little ball of excitement.
Cody asked if we can call him a bagel bite.
That's pretty fitting in this instance.
Yeah.
So
okay with that.
Multiple people, I think, did research on this. They found he has a YouTube page. He did this at 7-Eleven, and we didn't pull this one. But to sum it up, somebody at 7-Eleven, he's getting a donut and coffee. And I guess the first question they asked was, how tall are you? And he started recording and went off on that dude. And of course he made it racial because he had to think of something that would upset that guy as much as he got upset by the height question. It was ugly. Look, this dude's a POS. He's also Joe Pesci.
He is Joe Pesci. And I feel bad for Joe Pesci. Like, Joe Pesci is just sitting around on a random Wednesday. This video goes viral and everybody's like,
he started trending.
Yeah, he did.
He was trending last night. I'm like, why is Joe Pesci trending? Did he die? And I clicked it.
That's like Joe Pesci in like four different movies.
Yeah.
Like Goodfellas when the guy makes the offer.
Lethal
mark.
Weapon.
Casino.
Yeah. Casino. Yeah, like that is Joe Pesci.
Look, if I'm in that bagel shop, I think I might end up being the guy that wants to tackle him. Because I don't get why people need to be this way.
Yeah, eventually you'd step up and take care of a 5 foot doughy dude.
Only time I can think in the last 5 to 10 years that I was that angry was when we moved from Beaverton to Oregon City and we had so much stuff, Dirt. And I didn't realize this in our old house. We had so much stuff that my current two car garage was packed. You couldn't look just through it.
Yeah, to the gills.
And I just looked at my wife and I lost it. No, I didn't yell at her. I was more like, how have we accumulated this much crap? And we ended up throwing half of it away. But that was probably the last time I was like close to being that angry.
You're just looking at it, screaming internally. Like, how yes. is, how?
Because every day for 2.5 weeks, I would leave work and my only thing I would do was go clean our garage.
Yeah, every single day.
Every damn day. I'm going through boxes. Yeah. Why do we have a check from 8 years ago?
Why is this necessary?
Rip it up. So, and I still am not close to that level. That level is, wow.
Yeah, there are, like, sometimes there's stereotypes out there, and there's one that, like, when you're small, you got a bit of a Napoleon complex.
You don't get this mad, though.
No, I don't. Thanks for calling me small, though. I appreciate that. Maybe I will now. What are you inferring there, Brandon? I thought we were going under 5'5 here, okay? Thought that was the cutoff, but apparently not. Apparently, just being the average American height is small to you.
I digress.
Dickard wants to know what body part would that dude give up to be 6'3"?
Dude, that guy's giving up a lot to be 6'3".
He might be willing to just be a head on a robot body.
Just give
to
me
be
anything,
6'3".
Man. Just give me anything.
Let me look up there.
How often does that guy try and heighten too? Because how sensitive he is about his height. Like, he's got to be wearing lifts in his shoes. Have you seen, so Scorsese's coming out with a new movie, The Irishman.
Pesci's in that.
And Pesci's, it's his first movie in like 20 years or something.
Long time.
And Robert De Niro is playing a character. De Niro's small, but he's playing a really tall character. And there's a video that went viral of him wearing shoes that have like 6 or 7 inch platforms on the bottom. And it looks really goofy, but you clearly won't be able to see him in the movie. I wonder if he tries to pull those out.
Look, I made a joke, but I've never met somebody short that, I mean, this is a real deal. And he mentioned the dating app. I mean, that's ultimately what this boils down to is.
Yeah, he's trying to get dates and women tell him no because he's 5 feet tall.
But like 4'10", I think, is the legal registration for a small person.
Is it really?
Yeah, because one of my buddy's little brothers was dating somebody and he's not very tall. I think he's like 5'6". He was dating somebody. He was like, yeah, legally, she's a. He said the M word, but he's a little person. She's 4'10".
Yeah, 4'10", under 4'10".
He couldn't find a, he can't find a 4'10" lady?
Yeah, that's like, you know, if you're trying to, you know, date a 5'11" chick,
Because 4'10", I think, legally counts, but a lot of 4'10" people aren't.
Sure, you just, yeah.
Yeah, they're just super short.
Right.
This kind of smells like a him problem.
And I bet, I think too, if he's getting those kind of reactions on dating sites, my imagination is he's not honest about his height.
Sure.
And he's going on a lot of dates and then getting that look because he's labeling himself like 5'8".
Or he's angry construction worker on the dating site talking about, hey, I'm only 5 foot, but you know what's, you know what's bigger than that? Huh? You know what's bigger than that?
Somebody texting that guy should go on a reality dating show. Another person said, the last time I got that mad was when I realized I milk a bull. Yeah, tell me about it, man. Wait, well, I was pulling on what?
The unfortunate part is everybody's playing this today. He's going to be interviewed multiple times.
Oh, this guy's going viral.
This dude's going to become something.
That's you think Stern hunts him down?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right in the wheelhouse of Howard Stern.
He's in New York. Okay.
Beetlejuice passed away. He's got nobody else.
Yeah, that's very true. A couple of quick ones here. The Better You Today text line before we go. These are just for Swigard.
He's not young, by the way. Somebody says young bastard. This guy is 45 to 50.
Yeah,
some years old.
Yeah, he's an older gentleman. He's not young by any stretch. Here's a couple for you, Swag. That baseball player was such a bad sport, he stole third and then just went home. And one more for you. Ever since I quit soccer, I've lost my goal in life. All right, what do we got in Swag's bag of plums? That's coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back in, 216. Sprague should have learned his lesson. Can't go to the bathroom on a day like today. A lot of us. By the way, two smaller gentlemen texting in. Shout out to the small guys out there. Somebody said, I'm 5'6". No problems being short. Work with what you got. Another guy, I'm 5'4". I never got this syndrome. There you go. Shout out to the non-angry little guys.
Yeah, I can't imagine being angry helps the situation at all. Like, if you're the super...
Yeah, you gotta make up for it in other ways.
Yeah.
Have a sense of humor.
Overly nice, funny, short guy. It's like... Tall chicks are going to find him hot.
Right. Hey, why'd the golfer wear two pairs of slacks?
I don't know. Why?
In case he got a hole in one. All right. Time to take a look inside Swigard's bag of plums today. It's a Thursday, slightly after 2:15. That's what we do at this time every week. What We got swag.
Oh, no. Now my brother's chiming in on the bad puns.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So Papa Swigard was just a pun guy, huh?
Well, this, yes. My brother enjoys this. This is from my brother who's listening around, driving around in his landscape truck. I used to have a fear of speed bumps, but I kept moving forward slowly and got over it. Thanks, Jaime.
Hey, if
it's good.
I don't know if you knew this, Swag, but if you make a mistake playing basketball with pigs, you run into a ball hog.
Embrace
Thank
the pun.
Thank God it's National Mojito Day.
Ooh, I love mojitos.
Mojitos are so good.
As we are needing to conjure up the sun and bring it back, it's supposed to be coming this weekend. But,
what's happened to our summer?
I don't know.
It's been hijacked. That's a really good question, man. I know. Even like looking at the next week, granted, I don't think it's supposed to rain, but it's like
it's the same every day, partly cloudy.
I thought
cloudy.
We were supposed to have mostly sunny and right around 80 for the weekend, but is that now?
79, 80 and cloudy. Overcast.
Oh, see, overcast.
I can. Yeah, it's okay.
But it tends to get a little muggy there. The moisture does. It doesn't cool off at night.
It does. It feels like we're in the Midwest or the East Coast when it gets muggy like that and everything's trapped down. So. Rainstorms too.
Yeah, I just I would like a few days of sun, but I've also been thinking on my drives to and from work. Maybe this is a good thing for us because. Haven't had any bad things happen in the woods yet.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
The rain.
It stayed a little more damp this summer. It's not super dry.
I feel like by this point, every year, the last few years, we've been, look at all the smoke in the air now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was smoke. And then last year, it seemed like it was 100 every day from the middle of July to the middle of August. So, and with that smoke, you couldn't be outside. At least you can be outside here. If you've noticed, if you've been, channel surfing because it's been hard to come by meaningful sporting events of late, you may have noticed the World Series of Poker has been going on with the ESPN networks.
I have seen, I don't watch poker on TV, but I know it's been on.
So yeah, the main event, I think they're on day six. Anyway, they're down.
Norm Chad's still calling that?
Yeah, Chad's on there.
Norm Chad.
But they've got some different voices. I don't know who they are. There's a woman now that's involved.
Okay.
But anyway, I didn't know if you knew, you remember defensive lineman Richard Seymour of Patriots and other fame? Well, he was making a run. He's trying to become a professional poker player now. And he was eliminated last night. He got to 131st in the event. I'm guessing there's somewhere around 8,000 entrants in the main event.
That's pretty impressive.
So he will pocket $59,295.
Damn it.
I believe it's still a $10,000 entry fee.
So everybody that plays puts in 10 grand.
So everybody that, 10 grand cash to play in it.
God.
So, yeah. So far, he's made over $600,000 as a professional poker player.
That would be so cool to have that kind of lay around cash to be able to do that. Like, if I ever won the lottery and you just had, how are you going to burn a hole in your pocket? I wouldn't win, but that would be so fun to go do. Just 10 grand. Let's just see how far you can make it in a poker tournament.
I think this brings up the point of every game or sport you can play. Is poker the easiest to be the best at? Because, he's probably playing cards his whole life. You don't just suddenly go, I want to play cards.
The easiest to be the best.
Well, I don't know.
But he's won 600 grand. Like, he's not just some chump who randomly got lucky.
No,
he's clearly a really good player. Yeah. And,
I would probably have to say yes just because there's not physical, like, the sport. Like,
could you get as good in bowling as you could in poker? If you devoted your time and you had resources.
Yeah, probably. I think so.
I think you could be better at bowling. I
think better at bowling.
Like, Swag, if I told you you have $9 million in the bank, you don't have to work anymore, I want you to just focus on bowling in your life. That's kind of your job. You bowl every day. Do you think you could get to a pro level?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I kind of wish you would try that. That would be fun.
I think you'd be great on those bowling
programs. Be like, who was the guy who karate chopped?
Pete Weber.
Pete Weber, yeah.
If you had a bankroll so you could get some good instruction.
Yeah.
And obviously your equipment so you can go, you can test out all the different,
What's your average?
187.
What's a pro average?
If to get on the PBA Tour, last I heard, you had to average 230 for like 2 or 3 years.
That's like a strike difference, man. It's really not that big.
Is it really?
It's
a little more.
Two strike difference.
Yeah, still. That's like
doing some bowling math in my head.
But I mean,
like,
if
wait
I.
A what?
Yeah, but if I was down in an alley for 5 to 6 hours, 6 days a week.
How long do you think it would take you to be a pro bowler?
It would probably take
2 years?
4 to 5 years.
4 to 5?
Yeah.
And those guys are all about like 50-some years old anyway. That's
perfect. Oh, there's some youngsters that are coming up.
Yeah, nobody cares about the
youngsters. My favorite, there's a guy on there who wears the most outlandish stuff, and he looks like Art Ross's illegitimate love child.
So he looks like the Jesus, but Art Ross?
Well, no, but it's not long. It's just...
Yeah, just all over the place.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Bob Ross?
Yeah, oh. Or Bob Ross, sorry.
You
yeah.
said Art Ross. I'm like, who's Art
no.
Ross?
Yeah, I don't know who Bob Art Ross. Ross. Is. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If some FS1 has the PBA Tour. So, like, you're just doing that channel surf every once in a while. I forget what his name is. But, yeah. And, I mean, look, the bowling outfits are pretty outlandish as they are, but he's way over the top.
Yeah, somebody else pointing out cornhole could be this way, and there's actually good money in cornhole tournaments.
Oh, yeah, he's intense.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a good-looking fro. He's got bright
his name
colors
again?
On.
What's his name?
Bob...
Bob Ross Jr.
Nah, Bob Ross. Hold on. Damn it, I just had it.
I just typed Afro Bowler. Oh, it's Kyle Trope.
Yep, that's the guy.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
This is amazing.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
Can we get him on the show? Can we reach out to that guy?
Wow. Yeah, cornhole's been on ESPN lately.
He did cornrows with him.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
He braided his hair. This dude's amazing.
And he put out a cool Russell Wilson video when he did it.
Do you think you're going to do this? If you can line your life up correctly and retire at a decently young age compared to most,
yeah.
Do you think you would devote your time to doing something
golf.
To be great at?
Golf.
But do you think you can make a senior
no,
tour?
No.
Okay.
Probably
no.
not.
So see,
it's
I think
but
something...
But great for me, though.
Yeah.
Like, not to... I couldn't get to it. Those are like PGA Tour... Senior Tour guys.
But, like,
the
what's the lowest
decades.
Handicap you think you'd get to?
I'd love to get to a scratch golfer. If I could get there, just a bit... I mean, that would be the ultimate goal.
What are you at now? 10?
11, 9.
Yeah. But I think something that is just by repetition... That doesn't require... unique physical skill. Like for golf, I mean, you'd have to get out on the PGA Tour, you have to average over 300 yards a drive. So you have to get
right,
in, you
right.
have to reshape your body.
Yeah, I don't think
you
golf
have
is
to
possible.
Have flexibility, all that stuff. But bowling, darts,
I was going to say
cornhole,
darts. Pool. What about pool?
Pool.
Yeah.
Pool might take longer.
Right.
I wish I was more a better pool player.
I think there's more variables in that than there is where... Because things are constantly changing. I mean, darts,
it's
the
dart
board is right there yeah. every single time. Cornhole, it's the same distance.
Right.
And it's the same angle. Bowling.
Hey, different
there's a
shots.
Little variable based on the lanes and the oil conditions. But outside of that, it's the same length. It's the pins are all in the same spot to start. So, yeah.
I think I'm going cornhole because as cool as bowling is, it's on TV. And as cool as poker is because it's on TV. Cornhole just seems quicker.
yeah.
Like poker, you win a ton of money.
Poker takes a long time,
but
though.
You're there all day.
Yeah, it's a long.
You're losing days of your life.
Yeah. That's a tough part about having poker nights now. Is I mean, you don't know. I mean, you could go for 5 hours. You don't know how long it's gonna go.
I can't wait until the first show happens where Dirt has a 2-year-old and does poker night and gets his ass chewed out for it.
Better come home with money.
We smelled that cigar smoke in the house.
What? Who? Me?
No.
No. What?
No.
One other thing, celebrity death this week. I don't know if you saw it. Rip
Multiple.
Torn.
Yeah, if
Rip
you can dodge
Torn,
a wrench,
you,
you can dodge a ball.
From Dodgeball, Men in Black.
Yeah.
He played Artie, the executive producer on the Larry Sanders Show
yeah.
Passing away at the age of 88 earlier this week. He was always one of the great character, just...
A great actor, comedic actor, kind of goofy weird.
Yeah.
At
yeah.
the end there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
A
little,
yeah. Patches O'Hallahan.
Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
They go in threes. Who was the person before him? Just passed. Celebrity. Blanking.
One, the gal who was in Willy Wonka just died.
Yes, I saw that too.
She was one of the little girls.
But
in
it
the
was
movie.
Somebody before Rip Torn.
I can't remember.
And that's the three. It's the Blueberry Girl, Rip Torn. Yeah. Oh, Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah, Ross Perot did Ross just Perot. Die.
How
yeah.
about that threesome? Ross wow. Perot, Rip Torn, and Blueberry Girl?
That is a very unique threesome.
That's a party group.
There's a lot going on there. What about competitive axe throwing? I've always wanted to try that. Is there a spot in Portland to do that?
I think there are.
There's a place in Oregon City they do axe throwing.
Is there really?
Yeah, my buddy went to it. He said it's legit.
Yeah, you get a couple it's of fun. Beers and throw some axes around. Have you seen the video, though? There's a chick that does it, and she hits the wall at the wrong point, and it bounces off the ground and comes, like, firing back at her.
My dad threw an axe in the woods, like, 4 years ago, and it ricocheted off a tree. And it cut his forehead pretty bad. And he called us. He was like, hey, I'm at the hospital. I got a cut on my head. Totally downplayed it. He just told me a month ago, yeah, if it would have hit a centimeter to the left, it would have hit an art or like a vein or something.
Wow.
And he would have died.
Wow. I'm assuming to throw axes, you got to sign some kind of waiver.
I would imagine so.
They have pits. The one that my friend went to is a pit.
Yeah, it's like a stall.
And so I think it's like...
Of all the weird places I've seen an axe throwing place is in Provo, Utah.
Provo, huh?
Yeah, so when we're there, when the Pilots go there to play BYU, so, you know, it's the same route from the hotel. And as you go down this main drag off to one of the side, you know, this axe, I'm like, of all the weird places.
Toss some axes around, let's go.
Well, you know they're not drinking there, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a unique thing to do if you're not drinking.
Family activity or something?
Come
you
on,
know,
kids.
Load up the Suburban and bring all nine kids down and...
What would your personality type be if you were a pro bowler? Would you be Bill Murray? The Jesus? Would you be Kyle Troop?
No,
would
I mean,
you be
yeah.
Pete Weber?
You'd want to stand out.
I'd be Pete Weber.
Yeah, you'd want to be like that.
I'd be intense fist-pumping guy.
You're not, I am!
Yeah, how many bowlers' names does the average person know? Right, I mean, like, Pete Weber's the
Pete
name.
Pete Weber, Marshall Holman, because he's a local guy.
Yeah.
Dick Weber was Pete's dad.
Oh, he comes from a legacy of bowlers, huh?
Yeah.
He's a big fan of Dick Weber.
Dick had a Pete.
He did.
Did
Pete have a kid?
I think he does. I don't know if he's bowling.
You know he's going to come out, I'm P-Dub 3.
I don't know if there's Pete Weber Jr. or not.
What a disappointment to the family, ending the legacy. All right, there you go. By the way, thanks for texting in. Apparently, there's a couple places to throw axes in the area. So I might go try that. Looks like fun.
It is. I say it is. I've never done it, but I've had people tell me it is a great time.
Yeah, somebody said in Gresham, there's an axe throwing at mini golf place. You throw axes at the mini golfers? Like, how does that work, man? All right, there you go. Swag's Plums every Thursday at 2:15. We'll see if we can hang on the rails here for a little bit. I did want to get to, there's a story in ESPN about how a lot of young basketball players are getting hurt. We meant to get to this earlier. We got distracted by cutting off body parts. I want to get to this, though. The fear of young guys playing too much basketball and it being a concern for the NBA. That's next. From a couple of listeners, I don't know if this is for everybody, but apparently radio.com is having some issues today. So for the team streamers out there, apologies. You can't hear my apology if you can't hear the show, but
just like a month of nothing happening would be so ideal for the radio station.
Well, Twitter was down for a good portion of the middle of the day.
Get it together, people. All right, come on. So sorry to the stream teamers.
Russian hackers or something?
Yeah, it's only the only way to stream our show. No big deal.
NBD. NBD. Let's get to this. I know we've been having fun now for like an hour. This is a little bit more of a serious topic. I do find it interesting, though. So this is on ESPN, and it's kind of their headline story today. It comes from Baxter Holmes, who's a really good writer, and he goes in depth for this entire thing. He basically starts the article by setting the picture of Julius Randle going down, remember, in his first game in the NBA, like 10 minutes into his rookie debut.
I forgot about that.
I had to.
Until I read it, and I was like, that's right, I do.
And then it fast forward to the NBA Finals that year where Adam Silver's talking about ways to try and keep guys healthy and figure out things around it. Well, fast forward, in 2017 and 18, the number of NBA games lost to injury or illness surpassed the 5,000 mark for the first time since the league stopped using the injured reserve list prior to the 2005-2006 campaign. Athletic trainer Jeff Stotts, who has cataloged the careers of more than 1,100 players since that point and considered the most authoritative public resource for tracking injuries in the NBA, this past season, the NBA topped the 5,000 mark again. He has done a bunch of interviews on this topic. He's talked to NBA team, league officials, former players, AAU coaches, parents, youth players, researchers, medical athletic training officials. He's talked to as many different people as he can. And the conclusion, essentially, of everybody in this article is that players, they say, are physically broken down by the time they reach the NBA. They're playing too much basketball at a young age, too much wear and tear, and that's why you're seeing an escalating number of injuries.
Yeah, he has some good points, too, of despite everybody thinking Michael Jordan practiced every single day and acted like it was game seven whenever he stepped on the court, Michael Jordan's season would end and he wouldn't play basketball till a couple weeks before the next season would start.
He'd play golf and poker
all
summer.
All he wanted to do was golf and poker. And then even practices, his trainer is quoted, or the Bulls' old trainer from their dynasty run is in there, was quoted of saying, everybody thinks MJ practiced every day as if it was game seven. That wasn't the case. There were a lot of days MJ had just iced up knees, had a cigar in his mouth, and walked around and didn't practice at all.
Yeah.
And look, I think more guys are doing that. This problem is greater, more in the sense of the way that the young players are coming up, not so much in the league. The league is load management. The league is player safety first, player health, you know, not doing back-to-back, et cetera. This is about AAU basketball to me. And I don't know really if there is a solution to this, because everybody can text in, guys, it's pretty simple. Just don't let them play basketball that much. Well, but do you really do that? You're going to tell a kid, stop playing basketball, stop playing something you're enjoying. And if he's to go play football, or he's to go play tennis, or, I don't know, another sport of any track, who's to say there's not wear and tear put on their legs that maybe rears its ugly head come basketball season? I get it. Some of these kids probably are playing too much, but I also don't blame them for wanting to improve, for loving the game as much as they
do. That's the nature of the beast, right? Like, if you want to get to that level, you got to go play AAU ball. You got to be on traveling teams. Like, if you want to be at that level, that's what you got
to
do.
Exactly. So I don't know if there really is a solution to this outside of just the obvious, well, stop playing so much basketball. It's like, well, what do you want them to do then? They love doing it.
Yeah, and I think, somebody texting the kids need to play more cornhole. Yeah, there you go. you know, I think your point's valid, too. Like, if you play other sports, you're going to have wear and tear from other sports on your body, too. Like, anything you do that's running or activities, like, it's going to cause some wear and tear. I think that the thing that I've always liked about not doing the same thing so repetitive, at least it's different levels of wear and tear. It's like a different form of it. Like, if you're just playing basketball on a hardwood floor and that's all you're doing day in and day out, year in and year out, like, that's pounding the same muscles, the same body parts over and over and over again. Whereas if you go do wrestling or if you go play baseball, you're playing on dirt, it's different muscle movements,
no doubt.
It's different activities.
Yeah.
So I think it would keep at least certain parts of your body more fresh. It's just, I think this is a trend. Like, one of the GMs he interviewed for this, he said it's grave. He said it's very sad where a kid has an NBA body. He's got NBA talent. He's got even an NBA mentality, but he doesn't have a body that can withstand the rigors of the training in the actual games, whether it's to get to the NBA or just hold up. It's a tough deal. So even an NBA GM is pointing out that there's an issue here.
Well, and I'm not trying to suggest that these kids should only be playing one sport and other sports only make it worse.
That's
a different topic. What I'm saying is, take the summertime right now. You have a lot of high schoolers here in Oregon. Look, football doesn't start for another month. Maybe a lot of kids are throwing the football around or lacrosse sticks, whatever it is.
Sure.
But most kids are doing what? Hey, dude, come to the open gym today, 2 to 4, 12 to 3, whatever it is. Basketball for me, I know in my growing up with me, it was like we loved all sports, but like predominantly when it was nice, it was like, let's go play basketball, you know? And now these kids being exposed to the social media aspect of it, hey, let's put my workout on Instagram so everybody can chime in and comment and like my thing.
Right.
You know, basketball is an easy go-to sport. Whereas like football, you can play catch, you can run routes, et cetera, but you like to have a little more than just a few guys. You can play 2-on-2 basketball every day. And again, to this larger point of the article is, I'm not so convinced that just simply saying stop playing is going to change things all that drastically.
Right.
Because again, you are incentivized as a pro athlete financially and legacy-wise if you're better. So Kawhi Leonard might have load management during the year, but he goes and wins a championship. Now everybody's gunning for Kawhi Leonard. Well, Kawhi Leonard's the best player. Okay, let me go to the East Coast and go work out with that one dude who's on Instagram all the time at the same facility and show everybody all I'm doing all day is playing basketball.
Right.
I thought that was the cool thing of Dame. Dame had some boxing workouts.
Dame's doing
a lot of boxing. There's nothing wrong. I think guys should know. There's nothing wrong with taking a summer off. You know, you ask some of these athletes now, like CJ, I only take about a week or two off. And then he's right back into playing basketball every single day. It's not surprising that this is going to have an impact on players. Now, CJ obviously has not dealt with this to this extent, but it's not shocking to find out that more and more playing year-round is adding up and hurting.
Right. Yeah, Adam Silver had a quote in the article basically saying this is a main priority for the league to figure out ways around that. It's comical, though, too, because this is the monster that professional sports have created, and now they're mad about the unintended consequences of it, right? I mean, this is created because it's not just the incentive of themselves getting better, but it's being recognized, it's being talked about, it's getting on people's radars. I mean, look, football's a year-round sport, too. You got all these camps, you got to go to the opening, you got to go do this thing. Like, it's 7-on-7 goes on all summer, right. And you're incentivized by doing that because you get noticed, maybe you get recruited at a higher level, maybe you stand out at a certain camp against the other high-profile kid. So they've created this monster, and the monster is it's just not healthy for the body, I think, to play one sport year-round.
I'll take two examples on the same team in the NBA of two guys who really haven't been hurt all that much, and they're not even in this article. Two LA Lakers, Danny Green and Troy Daniels. What did Troy Daniels sign for?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Like $2 million.
Okay, vet minimum deal.
Danny Green got 30.
Yeah.
They're both shooters. You think Danny Green's a better player? I get it. But Troy Daniels is a good shooter.
Sure, he's not
right?
$13 million a year better than Danny.
No,
but
if you're Troy Daniels, Dirt, what have you been doing all probably this offseason? You're probably already in the gym getting as many shots up, right? You want to shoot 39% this year, 40% from three, because he knows that if he does that and they win a championship with the Lakers, he's probably getting a substantially bigger deal. It all leads to a bigger payday. Guys can't shoot 29% from three. They're not going to get paid.
Right.
So what do? You work on your shot because they think taking time off and not shooting is actually going to be detrimental. Yeah. Whereas if they put more time in, they're going to get better. There's a lot of incentives here.
Right.
There's reason that some of these players, high school, college, pro, are in the gym more often than we've seen in the past.
Yeah, a couple quick thoughts here, Betty, today. Text line, somebody said, my kid is a three-sport athlete. Each sport expects him to be at the school working out all summer long.
Yeah.
So I even remember my days being a high school athlete. I didn't play three. I only played two, but that was always tough because there was something going on in the summer. You're supposed to play summer league baseball, but then there were summer workouts for football. Yeah, camps would open up. It was always tough to juggle that stuff. Somebody said, from my understanding, it's about muscle development. Each sport develops muscles differently, and each set of muscles needs a break. I think that's valid. That was the point that I was trying to bring up. Somebody said, Kareem used to do ballet and yoga in the offseason. Yeah, probably had a big impact on his NBA career. So there's a big article on ESPN. You can find it. It's their main story today. Baxter Holmes wrote it, essentially about how NBA players nowadays are ticking time bombs because they're getting hurt at a younger age. And he uses a couple of different examples. Injuries up again in the NBA.
Yeah. I think it's great for kids to be well-rounded. And ballet and track and football. These are all things I enjoyed doing at a young age.
You're into ballet? You're a big ballet guy?
Sure. Why not? Let's stretch. But a lot of these players don't like anything else.
Yeah, that's all they want to do.
You know what I mean? Like, being well-rounded is important and it's vital. But a lot of these players don't care about football. They don't. Baseball. And
I think a lot of kids, too, are told if they want to get to where they want to go, you can't do anything else.
Yeah, you got
to
play on our AAU circuit.
The other guy's out working. The other guy's out getting better at this. And you're out there playing baseball. Like, come on. You got to stick with your sport, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So it makes it tough. All right, we got some poll questions we need to answer. And we'll wrap up the show revisiting a few conversations from earlier on that were a lot of fun. We'll do that next on The Fam. Hey, primetime coming up top of the hour. Somebody texted in, you can't get money shooting 29% from distance unless you're Evan Turner.
Ouch. This is true. This is also a very good point.
People don't forget.
How many times over the years had you heard people complain when Dame releases a rap song or album that he should be focusing all his time on basketball and not doing anything else? Like, seriously.
Was there a dumber debate that we had to have than that?
No.
Should be working on his defense.
Good Lord.
What do you want me to do? Defensive slides for 4 hours there, Bob?
Get off your legs.
Every day.
Yeah,
a dumb thing.
My point is to say simply, this article is eye-opening, and I hope players read this and reevaluate. Yeah. But I also see the other side of it. There's so much money to be made.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure on them.
It's hard to break the wheel.
And yeah, it's really tough to stop. But I, you know, again, I loved watching Dame do boxing workouts, and you read about MJ and, like, we know about his golf addiction, but, like, didn't play basketball. He didn't play basketball until 2 weeks before the training camp started.
That's the way I would be as a pro athlete.
That's 2 months without touching a basketball.
Now, granted, it's easier to do when you're at MJ's level because you're not fighting for the roster every offseason.
I understand. Right? Still, when you're developing, maybe you want to work on skills. Like, I could see getting up in the morning and going and getting 500 shots up, which is where I'm trying to perfect my stroke.
Yeah.
But then I'm done. I might, like, swim or do something cardio.
Yeah. Those are good.
So I stay fit. But outside of that, no.
Do you know what? This is going to sound real. It's going to make no sense. What I have learned about myself playing the game you so love so much, golf.
Yes.
I can go a year where I don't golf. I did this 2 years ago. I didn't golf. And when I golfed for the first time after a year, I shot like a 91.
Yeah, which is about what you shoot when you play regularly.
When I golfed the next time, like a month later, I shot like a 108.
Right. Yep.
I'm much better when I play golf after not having played forever.
You haven't created any bad habits yet.
Right. I haven't created an expectation either. Yeah. Like, oh, I shot a 93 last time. I can shoot an 89. No, nope, you're going to shoot a 110.
First round always goes well.
Always.
Always goes
every
well.
Every time.
Yeah. That's a really good point. Yeah, you could put the clubs down for 6 months and you pick them up. Go play and just be fine.
Yeah.
And then maybe from there it goes sideways. So interesting thoughts there. Thanks for the commentary. Better you today. Text line. I did see this. I'm going to read this out loud. Read it out loud. Just read it over the show.
You can read it in your mind.
Should
please.
I just read? Okay. Yeah. Hold on.
Well, guess what you're reading. Dirt is a small, angry man.
No, somebody put this. I love when things like this pop up on Twitter, and we all had to play with this earlier. So I saw it when I got up this morning. Somebody said, your 2020 campaign slogan, because you got like 800 people running for president in 2020. Your 2020 campaign slogan is your last name plus 2020 plus the last text that you sent.
Yeah.
So everybody go on your phone right now and look. Now, you had to revise this because yours was too filthy to share to the masses.
Well, I'll read it again. I have a new one.
Okay, because mine, I woke up this morning and I was like, I wonder what it is. And I looked at my phone. Mine was Johnson 2020. Same bed as last time?
Same bed?
Same bet as last time.
Same bet as last time.
Same bet as last time with a question mark.
Maybe we do it again?
Try this again?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right. You ready?
What do we got?
So it's what?
Last name, Swigard, 2020.
Swigard 2020. Excellent. I think that's a keeper.
That's pretty good. Wow. I like that one.
That's a pretty good one.
That's solid right there.
You might have earned my vote with that. I don't care what your policies are.
It could be a keeper. I don't know.
Mine is Sprague 2020. I'm hungry. Our house is a bit of a mess. I want to get high, eat dinner with your family, and make love to my wife. That's what I want.
Oh, it's a landslide.
Wow.
We're coming in hot. We're coming in hot.
It's a mandate for change.
That's intense. Go. I like that. You can text us in 55305. We got Hal 2020, winery coming soon.
Ooh, okay.
We got Petrie 2020. I can't even sign into Xbox Live.
How are you going to get my vote?
Yeah, what's going on here? Somebody said Pedamonte 2020. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Dope. Graph 2020. I kind of have a lot to do. Yeah, I mean, any politician does. That works. Oh, McDowell 2020. This is starting out well. Yeah. Sellers 2020. Yeah, that guy's an idiot. This is a good one. Fleming 2020. Hurry up and poop. Right, we got stuff to do, America. Hurry up and poop.
Stop wasting time on the porcelain.
Get out of the bathroom. We got stuff to do.
I think Swag might be the winner.
Yeah, Swag might. I mean, that's actually a decent slogan.
Can I
right
read
there.
It again?
Excellent. I think that's a keeper.
Man, Swag 2020. Excellent.
Dude, how do you? I mean,
that's
I'd,
a keeper.
I vote for that guy.
Any idea what that's in regard to?
That one's a keeper. I'm gonna guess something.
Wife lingerie.
No.
I'm going to guess something food or booze
related. Yeah, yeah.
So I had a new recipe to make wings last night. And so I took a sample over to my neighbor. And so then I texted, you know, what do you think? And he's like, yeah, that's pretty good. And I said, yep, excellent. I think that's a keeper.
Man, worked out well for you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now I just need to build a war chest.
Somebody said, cram 2020, I'm going to wake up in my drinking pants, probably shower with them on too. Cox 2020, Coolio. Hey, that works. That's good stuff, folks. Good stuff. Okay, you ready for the final verdict? Now, this we did this really late in the show, so this might have to be revisited tomorrow. Would you cut off your baby toe if it meant your favorite team won a championship? 59% of people said hell no.
Thank you.
41% said yes.
Honesty is the best policy, folks.
Cut
Stop lying.
Toe. Cut that toe. What's a more old man thing to do? Write checks or write in a daily planner?
Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
Write checks.
Anything write checks?
I think there's a lot of people that have some sort
like
of...
Like not on your phone, like a physical planner you carry daily around plan.
Yeah.
You write
I think there's
in.
A lot of people that still have something that they'll keep with them in case the phone dies or they lose it. Yeah.
56% of people agreed with you and said checks. 44% said planner.
Wait. What's read the
checks,
percentage?
56% wow. checks, 44% planner.
I'm actually really surprised on that. And we'll have to explain why we did that poll question tomorrow.
And 71% of you said you would not give an athlete a kidney. There you go. Good little show. If you missed any of it, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com. We had a fun one today. Go check it out. We'll tweet it out at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at noon. Everyone's next listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.